This is the second lecture module in Topic 1. Remember to record important features of the content that's presented in the spaces provided on the workbook. The third feature is for athletes to join their fellow athletes at social functions. In keeping with the first characteristic of having other athletes as serious friends, friendship should extend to outside of the practice arena with those individuals. By participating in non-sporting social functions, the following benefits are possible. The diversionary activity will serve as an active unloading or recovery stimulus. Since the group is sport-oriented, it is likely that the demands of the social activities will be kept in perspective, considering the requirements for maximized training and recovery, and participation with other athletes in a non-sport setting will increase the commitment to the group. These features are desirable because they complement specific training, recovery, and competitive requirements of a sport. Additional benefits for performance will be gained. That contrasts with what does not happen if serious socializing with individuals outside of the sport is entertained. The implication for athletes is this. Participating with other athletes in activities outside of the practice environment is important. Athletes and coaches should cooperatively devise social activity opportunities that will not compete with any aspect of the sport training program. The fourth feature is that champions attempt to be liked by and friendly with other athletes. We propose that this is a characteristic that all athletes should have. This feature is in concert with what has been discussed above. Its underlying justification is that in positive environments, the efficiency of work, the level of productivity, and the rate of improvements are notably improved over those which can be achieved in negative or aversive environments. The import of that fact underlies many of the behaviors which are discussed in this workshop. There are times when an athlete is asked to comment on another's functioning, and it is obvious something is not being done correctly. That error or problem has to be communicated. The way that can be done in a positive manner is as follows. Initiate the interaction positively and also note some performance features which are being done well. And secondly, suggest the factor that needs to be altered as a means of obtaining further improvement with the eventual benefit of being increased performance. Let me give you an example of the type of this expression. You had your arms in a neat position. That allowed you to balance over your foot placement. If you lean 2 inches further forward, the drive phase would improve even more. That is a very positive communication and would be appreciated by most athletes. This is what implied by this factor for athletes. Attempt to always be positive in your associations with other persons in the sporting environment. In particular, athletes' associations should always be positive because there is nothing beneficial to be gained from confrontation or negative interactions. A consistent orientation to this will increase the positiveness in the total sporting atmosphere for others as well as yourself. The fifth factor is to train, when desirable, with another cooperative athlete. Cooperative activities are less demanding than competitive activities. A cooperative environment will foster more work being done before detrimental fatigue occurs than occurs in a competitive environment. One reason for this phenomenon is that more tension exists in competitive situations, which leads to exaggerated work responses and an earlier onset of fatigue. A cooperative sporting environment generally consists of athletes working together in a mutually supportive atmosphere, that is, it has positive and constructive interactions. That contrasts with a competitive environment, where the outcome of most activities generally classifies some athletes being better than others. A desirable atmosphere would be characterized by athletes assisting each other in the execution of practiced activities, offering positive and constructive advice in the spirit of helping a teammate improve, and generally considering what could be done to improve the service component of the practice environment. However, there are some instances when competitions are necessary. Usually the need for them is recognized and tolerated. If competitive stunts and activities are overemphasized, then training responses will be compromised by distorted functioning, causing the effectiveness of practices to be lessened. This is what is implied for the athlete. When interacting and performing at practice, you should attempt to be constructive and cooperative. Leave the enthusiasm for competing to the competitive arena when the benefits of maximized training can be unleashed. Too much competition at training dulls enthusiasm for competing. Although winning friendly competitions may seem to be a good source of encouragement, it usually does not replicate the true circumstance of a bona fide competition. Consequently, competitions at practice train you to compete with a distorted orientation toward and perception of what is truly required in a competitive setting. This completes Module 2 of Topic 1.